And I guess, Darrell, the talk these days continues to be about the currency and where our Canadian dollar may end up here. After touching the 110 U.S. mark, we've scaled back basically almost 10 cents in the last few weeks. Are we done this pullback here, Darrell?
Well, I would say we're getting very close to being in a zone here where we'll find significant support in the Canadian dollar, right around par. I think this morning here we dipped just briefly below par, but the run-up to 110, of course, was brought about with a lot of attention in the media, lots of people chasing the market and then having to, of course, liquidate on some margin calls, I'm sure, if they got in there late. But I would say that around the 100 level should be a very strong support level for the Canadian dollar going forward.
Darrell, what gives you that confidence? What says the parity with the U.S. dollar is where this may level out at?
I think it's just the general strength of our economy in relation to the American market. That would probably be the most significant thing. And then also the strength of the natural resource sector, still very much in demand around the world, the global economy looking to Canada for natural resources. So they're going to need Canadian dollars to buy those resources. So those two factors, I'd say, would give some confidence that the par level will be here for some period of time.
Darrell, are the interest rate musings that are out there going to factor into this? So we hear out of the U.S. that the Feds are preparing to cut rates again there. Will that factor into our dollar at all?
Well, I think here in Canada, we're going to be looking at an interest rate policy statement here on the 4th of December before the next American one. There is some speculation in the trade now that the Bank of Canada will ease maybe a quarter of a point. But looking at our overall economy compared to theirs, I would say the only factor that would maybe pressure the Bank of Canada to lower interest rates would be the strength of the Canadian dollar. So certainly interest rate policy will be an issue. If the rate was to be lowered, that would hold the dollar down. And if the late rate was to be held steady, I would say it would give the dollar an upward push.
So still a lot of factors that could make for some volatile times watching our loonie here, Darrell.
I think very much so. And, of course, energy markets, crude oil markets, all factoring into that, gold as well. So, yes, the volatility in those areas of the natural resource economy will definitely have an impact on the dollar.
Speaking of volatile, that wheat market now on a run higher again here, Darrell. What are you seeing there? Why are we seeing those price spikes right now?
I think the most significant factor that's happened here is a couple of external events, one of them being in Argentina. They had a frost recently. Nobody knows just how severe that frost was, but any kind of a problem in a major producing state this year is going to be very sensitive to the wheat market because of the very low carryovers that we've brought into this year. Another factor, of course, is they've had some dry conditions in the U.S. winter wheat plain area. Very early to be talking that kind of thing in normal years, but again, because we have such low carryovers, the trade will be very sensitive to any issues like that.